The Courtship Gift, Act 3, Scene 2. Mistress, Toy.
No! 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 My courtship rejected. My hopes gone. My dreams shattered. My honor lost. I am destroyed. The laughingstock of all who know, and all will know. Rebuffed the noble lady by a savage cannibal girl. But worse, much worse, rebuffed by the girl I love. I had not thought that this could happen, but even less had I thought the pain could be so strong. The toy has failed. Having failed her mistress, she cannot live. But I feel no hate for her who has brought me sorrow and pain. I will grant her more than the death she desires, more than she can hope for. Refused as food, damaged beyond repair, disfigured and repugnant, useless as a toy, the shame of her failure written on her skin. Worthless alive, and as worthless in death. But there is one place, one group of wretched people. The slaves, the lowest of the low, who toil in the depth of the pit of the quarry, sleeping between the stones, the few hours they are allowed to sleep, starving on water and stale bread. To them, even a girl as damaged and worthless to others as my former toy would be welcome for what pleasure she can still provide. And while eating human meat for us is strictly taboo, a death-worthy crime, an abhorrible thought, they, not bound by any rules or laws, for any punishment would only hasten their deaths, which they desire, as their only hope for escape, will welcome her meat to enhance their meager diet. Not for their sake I will give her to them, but for her own, so that her death will be graced by a purpose. So much for the toy. By my mercy, her broken path will be mended. The circle of her life will be properly closed, though she is only a toy, and her life and her death are of little importance. But what about me? How can my own path be mended, my circle be closed, my agony allayed, my honor restored? Whom can I call on for mercy? Who can heal my wound, put an end to my misery, when all has been lost? I have to think. My gift refused by the one I've courted, sent back to me with the word no carved into her belly. Sent back to me. Oh, goddess, what fool have I been? How could I have thought that a girl like the one I desire, savage but proud, a princess among her tribe, could ever be won by sending a gift, while I, who claims to be a noble woman, remain behind, not ready to give myself, to face my fate? What an insult this has been to her! How grateful I am to her, who, with one word, has opened my eyes. I had not been ready before, but I am ready now. I feel elated, and for the first time in my life, I think I'm truly happy. Tonight, I will put all my affairs in order. And tomorrow morning, I will sail out the way I had sent the toy, riding a wooden board from ship to shore, naked, unarmed, at the mercy of water and winds, to reach the merciless island before nightfall. And like the toy, I will be taken to the princess. And then... But what is then is up to her. I cannot know it, and neither do I need to know. All that I know is that I have to follow where love leads me. I will kneel before her, humble and aroused, and I will say, in life or death, I'm yours. This, and only this, will close my circle, will mend my path, will soothe my pain, will give me peace.
I hang from my wrists, tied to a long rope, as I'm lowered into the depth of the quarry pit. Looking down, I see the grim faces of the quarry slaves, turned upwards in hungry anticipation as they watch the descent of a bound naked girl, wounded but alive, into their hands, their tools, and their teeth. In the wise order of things, they have been given this place of hardship and toil, and here I will join them, by my mistress's orders, to finally die. I have only one breast, no tongue, and no labia, and large chunks are missing from my buttocks and legs. But to those wretched creatures who live without hope for anything but death, that which is left of me, my hands, my mouth, my ass, my vagina, the meat on my bones, the tears that I cry, will still be of use. My thoughts should be with them, to whom for a few hours I will bring a short relief from their perpetual misery with my body, and my pain, and my own welcome death. But instead of them, I think of my mistress, and of what I have heard about her, by those who have cared for me, and tended my wounds, so that I have lived through the past days to die here in this pit, by my mistress's mercy. At dawn she has sailed out to offer herself to the girl whom she loves. The message I brought her, inscribed in my body, had only been one word, but from this one word she has learned who she is, what it means to love and what it means to die, and what she must do, for one finally must be true to oneself. I have reached the bottom of the pit. Hands touch me. Stones, penises, pry bars, knives. I'm soaked in sperm. Now they begin to tear me apart. My skin opens up. Blood pours out. My bones break, and so do my teeth. My vagina rips. More blood. Pain engulfs me. Now one eye is gone. Now the other one too. I still can hear the grunts of their delight. In the darkness and agony, I suffocate from what they put in my mouth. I feel my life drain from my body. I think of my mistress. I die content.